You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. My name is Carrie Lee, and you are listening to Healing Frequencies with me, the Carrie Lee. Here you will find guided meditations, mindful chats, and just good music to, you know, keep your mind, body, and soul feeling good. All right, I'm just here to give you a cute little frequency adjustment for your midday routines. All right, so I hope that you are feeling good and excited for this next 58 minutes with me. Okay, we are starting off with Lucky Girl by Carolina. All right, I mean, shout out to the lucky guys as well. But I wanted to make this show about like what we want to manifest, right? The things that help remind us that we deserve, that we can have, okay? That you're lucky, that you are. You can have all the things. So get into the things, all right? Relax. And yeah, and tap in, all right? Lucky girl.
So when you ready to flourish, come what you deserve. What you deserve. Gonna get what you deserve. That's like window shopping for pyrite. When the purpose divine, 'cause this time I ain't talking family. When I say see my Grammy, really don't mean a thing to me. Long as I got peace. Say, why would you wait for something fake? Don't you want the real thing? Get what you deserve. Can't nobody take what God put in front of you. So when you ready to flush, come get what you deserve. What you deserve. Gonna get what you deserve.
Duke on the vibe.
This year, blessing, money, testimony. Go to follow, 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 follow you they go.
This year, good news, jaye, plenty money. Go to follow, 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 follow. Follow, 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 you take off.
Everything I be wanting, manifesting for my life.
Everything you be wanting, manifesting for your life.
Even before you call, you don't answer prayer. My papa, you too sure, you don't fit for your head. Even before you call, you don't answer prayer. My papa, you too sure. Blessing, money, testimony. Go they follow, 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 follow you they go.
This year, good news, jaye plenty burning. Go they follow, 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 follow you they go.
Check, check, check. Stuck in a fight, I cannot relate to the hate that they made up in their mind. I do not participate because every single time I'm down on my luck, down in the dumps, down in my darkest hour, you lift me up. you pick me up. You give me so much power. And now I know I'm never alone. It is so easy to see that it is your love lighting me up. And I know whatever happens, I'll be happy. Cause I happen to be good at any situation. Come and patient by your grace. I'll be singing through the pain. I'ma dance in the rain. I'ma feel it. I'ma always keep the faith. I'ma be okay, cause I'm still in it. And it isn't easy, I know it, believe me, it wasn't always this way.
Hey, hey, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. And you're listening to Healing Frequencies with me, Carrie Lee. All right, okay, so currently we are listening to Calm and Patient by Janae Aiko. And if any of y'all know me, you know, I love me some Janae because she's one of the girlies who've been on this sound healing tip. You know, it's not a trend, it's not a fad. It's been happening for decades, all right? But I really love the way Janae is able to combine sound healing with like R&B music, you know. For this is an example, you know. It's kind of mantra-y, kind of meditative, and you can catch a little groove with it. All right. Previously, we listened to a few different fun things. I know we listened to Masterpiece by Salt. What else we listened to? Because I sure forgot. What we have here? Aha, yes. We have Femme It Forward with What You Deserve. And This Year, Blessings, okay, by Victor Thompson. All right. And I wanted to get on here and just have a little dialogue with you all. I know that, you know, we are in the summertime, and that's when energetically, I feel like we should be shining our brightest, all right? Being ourselves, being outside, you know, and interacting with nature, with fellow human beings. And I know for me, I have my friend here in the station today. My friend is Lauren. And if you ever want to have me too, since you want to throw in, please let me know. You want to say hey to the people? Well, if you do, you can always come over there to say hey to the people. But yeah, we often sit here and chat and just, you know, I know we have so much to offer and share with the world, but sometimes we be so afraid to put ourselves out there. And so I asked her if she knew of this, what we call it? I don't know if it's a system, right? So we have things like astrology or numerology, cardology. There's just different types of systems that people have created by like noticing the patterns in the world or whatever, and in people, or just archetypes or something like that. And they kind of can provide insight on how you might be built based off of your birthday and time and location. Okay, so if you are a believer or curious about things of that nature, I encourage you guys, if you don't already know your sun, moon, and rising sign in astrology, look it up, okay? Just for the giggles, all right? Just to see, like, does this resonate with me? Okay, numerology, do the same thing. You know, everything's connected. And so with human design, apparently, it's all about your auric field, right? And I've mentioned auric fields before. It's about, auric fields is the electromagnetic field that surrounds you, all right? So it's not just pseudoscience, you know what I mean? It's a little real science up in there, you know? And so there are colors that show up around you, and with the right camera, you can capture those images, you know? And each of these colors that show up in your auric field, they represent a different chakra point, which are your energetic centers. All right. I don't know if you've heard about the seven chakras. We have the root chakra, which is the red color, the sacral chakra, which is orange. And then we have your solar plexus, which is a yellow. And this is all going up your body. We have yellow for the solar plexus, which represents like your inner sun, your confidence. And then we have the heart chakra, and then we have the throat chakra, we have the third eye chakra, and the crown chakra. I hope I didn't skip any. Did I skip any? Like I said them all. But yeah, so when you get a aura photo taken, you can see which colors are more prominent in your auric field at that particular moment, and it's super interesting. You know, people are able to read literally what's going on in your life based off of that. You know, I know a lot of us use the language vibes, right? Which is short for vibration, you know, and like, ooh, like the energy is off, the vibes are off, or their energy, or with something, it feels weird in here, it feels thick. So when we come into spaces with people, or just come close to people, we are overlapping our energetic field. So sometimes we can feel what someone is going through, or feel different energies without like speaking to it, right? You know, if I come into a room and my friend is feeling really, really low, and their facial expressions might not be showing it, but it's all in their energy. It's all on them. And sometimes you're like, is everything okay? You know, how are we feeling? And then you hear what's going on, you know, and you're like, ah, okay. You know, so never think that you are not as connected to these things as you are. Okay, so back to the human design, because I can get distracted. All right, so human design, they have like different versions that you can be in particular. I know that there's the projector type, manifestor, manifesting generator, there's a reflector. I want to say that's all of them. And so for someone like me, I am a projector. And so it's like, I'm into like, you know, I share information. I often teach things, you know, without trying to, and stuff. And it says that, what is the word I was using before? Strategy. My strategy in life is to wait for the invitation. And I was like, what do you mean wait for the invitation? I want to go. But in this case, it's saying that I draw in things, right? So I'm supposed to let things come to me. And I noticed that anytime I go out my way to kind of hustle or go out and like, hey guys, come do this. It's crickets. Nobody wants to do it or wants to be a part usually, or it's kind of, it's like pulling teeth. But when I just put myself out there, like when it comes to sound healing or singing or whatever it may be, if I put it out there in the universe or to God or whomever that this is what I want to do, this is what I like, people start coming to me and they begin to offer me different things that I want. And I'm like, okay, all right, this is a method, this is my strategy. And so I'm curious, for any of y'all, has that been the case for you? Okay, and if that resonates, if your story feels like my story, I want you to look up your human design. And I know there are people who would try to charge for it, but yeah, find you a free one, you know, and once you see what your human design setup is. And of course, there's way more that goes into human design that I'm still learning. So I just Google or go on a TikToks, because TikTok, baby, will teach you everything. All right, it's less censored than OIG, if you know what I mean. So yeah, check it out. All right, there's so much to learn about yourself. You don't have to believe in it or lock in or make it who you are, but you know, it's just fun to learn about yourself. All right, take what resonates and leave what does not. All right, so currently we are listening to More by God. I'm gonna let y'all enjoy the rest of that, and I'll be right back, because of course I have my oracle cards for you guys to get some a little encouraging word from. All right, so I'll be right back with that.
The biggest age, we still need a hug. Love on your people whenever you see them. Chorus is simple, it helps to repeat it. Listen and sing it aloud when you need it. Say it until you believe it. I know it's hard, no need to be alarmed. We loved and we lost. It was good, but now it's gone. No telling where the road we take it. We'll save the days for later. There's pride. More than enough, you more than enough.
let me introduce this song. So this is a new song that recently came out called Love Yourself. It's by Terrace Martin and Kenyon Dixon. They put out a whole project together, y'all, and I'm a fan of both of them as individuals. Great R&B, great jazz music that they create separately as a unit. So enjoy. Listen to that message, honey, all right?
Blessings. to you. You choose.
The time has come. Let's get into these cards for today. If we can get this mic to just stay still, okay? All right. We're currently listening to I Surrender by Salt, by the way, which the lead singer is Cleo Soul. And we love her, all right? Because she be giving us good, peaceful vibes. All right. So the first card that I have from the self-care deck is chanting. And so we see a lady on a yoga mat, and she's like doing like a mudra, and she's in lotus position, and she's like centering herself. So chanting, you know, for those who are into that, you know, or just take it as you can make it a moment of mindfulness for yourself where you can just repeat things that you want. All right. You know, you can make your own mantra or your own chant of just like, you know, I will feel good today. I will love myself today. I will do this. You know, what can you create for yourself that'll assist you in feeling good? Okay, so come up with some sort of chant or a mantra that you can enjoy. All right. And then what else do we have? Okay, so from the rest deck, we have rest is beautiful. Well, actually, it says rest is a beautiful interruption in a world with no pause button. Okay. The back of it says, you will not lose it all if you pause to connect with your body and mind. You have already lost it all if you are living a fear-based life centered on scarcity. Do not fear what you are missing or losing. You are abundant. Your rest is abundant. You are more than what you produce for a capitalist system. Your worth is deep. You are safe. Yes, I love that. That's very kind. I kind of needed that, y'all. For those of y'all who don't know, like, I sing background professionally, and I've just recently gotten off tour. And it's funny, while I was on the road, I had a dream that I got off the road and I was back in Memphis, and I felt guilty for resting before the next leg of the tour. It's like I had like a month or some weeks off before the next leg, and I'm like, oh, I need to hustle. I need to do, or I'm going to be judged. Like, they're going to think I'm lazy or whatever. But it's like, girl, it's okay. You're going to be all right. All right. Things are still going to find their way to you. And it goes back to my human design. It's like, the more I rest, the more things do come to me. All right. And when it's time to get up and move that body and prepare for what you need to prepare for, it'll come. It'll happen. That energy will hit you. And I promise y'all, it's taken me a couple of weeks to adjust being back, for one, in the frequency of the United States, because I was on a Europe, UK and European tour. So, you know, the energy is different over there. And coming back to the United States, you know, the South in particular, it can kind of weigh on you a little bit. And so that adjustment was necessary. Okay. Your girl had to get back in her body. All right. But I'm back up in there. And so I feel like this is the perfect time. Okay. To listen to Embody. Okay. By, you know,
if you order me right, you can watch me bloom. I feel so good in my body while you watch me amuse. I'm a sunflower, baby. Come shine on me, baby. Light, we keep it blazing, yeah. Boy,
forever shining this light. Hey, thank the Lord, my cup is full and running over. All who never like, we are gonna love, we know. Baby girl just text me, say she coming over. And when she reach, it want me fit turn off the phone. Turn the lights down low, turn up the stereo, yeah. Alton Ellis, Gregory Isaac, Dennis Brown. Have you ever been in love? Now bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. That's the positive vibes we keep creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with melodies that touch your soul, no. They're acting like the people don't need it no more. Still when she hear that good music, she hold me closer. She groovy, now I know she feeling it for sure. She moved to me and rest her head up on my shoulder. Soothingly she tell me, fit turn up the sound. Have you ever been in love? Now bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the positive vibes and we creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. Forever shining this light, we keep it blazing, blazing. Forever shining this light, ooh yeah.
Tell them not to sell it, it's worth more. runs.
Customs and traditions of the North American Indians are preserved today by the Black Indians of New Orleans. This is a practice. Traditionally, a practice begins with the Indian prayer song, My Indian Red.
Breastplated, and my blood real pure, can't taint it.
real blessed, and yes, I anticipate it. My baby whole bloodline emancipated, and it's that real gold, so my spirit will inflate it. I ain't talking, if I lived it, then I prayed it. And if I peep game, that don't mean I wanna play it. Wanna live long and love the life that I've created. Off the grid, fresh air, elevated. Visionary, if I picture, I could paint it. Innovative, and I cover all my bases. Me and God, we on a first name basis. Ay.
If you have been listening with me for this past hour, this past, 50 minutes or so, I hope that you have enjoyed the vibes, because it's all about healing frequencies, okay? Doing what feels good, you know? And we have been listening to, well, the most recent song is Law of Attraction. It's a few people on here, but mostly Ashun and Nambi are on this. Yeah, so I want you guys to think about what you want to keep pulling into your life, okay? Law of attraction. I don't know if y'all believe in that, but I'm a firm believer that everything that you put out, it comes back to you, all right? And even if we're not speaking it, I feel like God, the universe, feels it, okay? You're still putting that energy out there, because don't forget your auric fields, all right? Your auric fields are still going. It's still putting out what you're trying to keep inside of your body. All right. So, you know, do more of what you want. Okay. If you're saying that you don't like how something is making you feel, instead of sitting in the fact that you don't like it, you know, focus on what you do like, what you do want, so that you can get more of that, you know, so that you won't think that life is meant to be sad or low. You know, one way that we do that as a community, okay, or as a human race, I'll say this. It would be that, see, every time I do this, then this happens. Every time I give me some money, then there's always something to pay for. You know, it's like we have to be mindful of stuff like that, because we'll attract that energy. Anytime you get a large lump sum, then boom, now all of a sudden you got your tires or your car gets weird or something like that, and now you got all of a sudden shell out that money that you thought you was going to hold and keep. All right. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it for you. I'm sick of it for me and the people around us. Okay. That is not the truth. And so just be mindful of what you're attracting into yourself. All right. So we're going to get into a little bit more Jhené Aiko to help us finish up this time with each other. Okay. This song is called Guidance.
I guess that's why God's blessing me. Show me so much grace and love. And it's totally because, yeah, yeah. I got a light inside of me. I got a light that's guiding me. I got a lot of God in me, and I can stand alone. I got a light inside of me. I got a light. My path to show me what bridge to burn. Light inside of me, guiding me. Finally, I could see you, and it took me so much time. Light inside of me, guiding me. Finally, I can leave you. Think I got it right this time. Well, I guess that is just what I get. Show me some.